listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. With me today is Francis Laramé, Director of the Brome Missisquoi Perkins Foundation, the nonprofit organization that supports the quality of health care at the Brome Missisquoi Perkins Hospital through various projects and initiatives, who will be speaking to us about the results of the foundation's annual general meeting and what events are in store in support of the BMP hospital. So thank you so much, Francis, for being here with me today.
Thank you for inviting me, Taylor.
It's my pleasure. I know that the BMP Foundation just held its annual general meeting where a variety of projects were highlighted that contributed to the quality of healthcare offered at our local hospital here, the BMP Hospital. Can you please start off by highlighting some of the projects that were carried out in 2021 and 2022?
Of course. Mitchell was really proud to participate in a new project that's a mobile unit for vaccination for the whole territory of the NC. There were many foundations that funded that project, each community, rural community, and helped with, mainly the COVID-19 vaccination. But in the long run, it will also be able to provide a short-term access to healthcare in case of big accidents. Let's say we hope that doesn't happen, but if it does, we will be ready for it. We also have focused on putting elderly people in the CHSLDs in contact with their families. So we provided digital tablets that allow people to use applications such as Skype in order to at least keep in touch with each other, because we remember them, unfortunately, at some time visits we don't have in CHSLDs. So we thought that was one of the points that could help to give a little bit of respite to the elderly who are being hosted there, and also give a little bit of peace of mind to the families that they are doing well. We also have funded a few pieces of equipment for the respiratory therapy department in order to administer cares and also to be able to come in a little bit quicker when there's an emergency with a patient. So it's really interesting amongst those equipment is the, we call those the bouse de seringue in our French speaking term. But this is a little box that administer medications to the patients automatically and on a fixed dosage. So one of the uplifts of those pieces of equipment is that the nurses don't have to run around and make sure that they give the medication on time to their patient. That gives them peace of mind that the patient will be correctly medicated at the time, at the designated time, and that gives, you know, that frees up a little bit of time for the nurses that to care for other patients. Amongst other initiatives that we did, we also funded some Zoom therapy sessions for the CHSLDs, just in order to lighten up the mood and the day of our elderly who are living there.
Yeah, so despite having taken place during a very challenging time with the pandemic, the BMP Foundation had some very successful projects carried out.
We're very proud to have dedicated staff that have creative ideas in order to, you know, help the patients and help them care for the patients that they can call into us and we can then make it happen, you know, make it a reality, because we know that, unfortunately, healthcare budgets have a fixed limit per year, so therefore, patients there to make sure that, you know, everything that should be happening happens, and that we can put a little bit extra in everybody's life if we can.
Yeah, and these projects and these investments that are made at the hospital, they're made possible of various fundraisers and initiatives that take place in the local community that the BMP puts on throughout the year, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. This year, we were still adding to COVID restrictions. So most of our traditional in-person events weren't taking place. Instead, we spread out our forces. Just instead of staying put and doing nothing, we said, well, we'll just do a little fundraisers at a time. Various fundraisers that were formed of to-go meals or gifts to offer for Mother's Day. Also, we had a barbecue lunch, a take-out barbecue lunch that happened. We also had a Reach for the Stars, the Observatoire in Glen Pleasant, that raised $12,000 that day. There was also the Walk to End All Cancer that took place virtually, and that raised over $100,000, which was amazing. It was an amazing mobilization of the community. And we also did our traditional Oktoberfest Intego formula. Last year, we also holiday themed Intego, which raised $25,000 on its own. So it was all these little initiatives that came up to, we raised nearly $200,000 by all these initiatives. So it's a big thank you for the community for supporting us and, encouraging us in our crazy endeavors.
Yes. Well, that's amazing. I feel like the pandemic, despite being challenging, it brought a lot of people together.
Yes, it did.
Now, I know that the BMP Foundation already has new projects and future investments in the works, from what I read from the report.
Correct. Most of the time, we can announce equipment a little bit ahead of time. But this time, we can share a little bit of details about this, because usually we try to wait until all details have fallen in place before we can share them. But one of the most sophisticated piece of equipment that is in the works at the moment is a mini CR machine, which is a mobile medical imaging device. This will not only contribute to reduce waiting time and the during a surgery, because this is used in the operating theater most of the time by orthopedists. So this will help the orthopedist to facilitate the surgery without having to move back and forth the patient to the medical imaging department. We also have projects for the gynecology department, which we will be buying a device to help treat women. And also we have for the oncology department the will to buy vital signs monitors, which is quite interesting and a nice upgrade for the department that is still relatively new at the BMP hospital. It was all redone recently. And by adding vital signs monitors to each cubicle in the treatment rooms, that will allow staff to monitor the patient second to second and detect any kind of change in their of their healthcare or their well-being, so that way they can preemptively detect, not preemptively, but they can react more quickly if a patient has a reaction to the treatment or isn't feeling well. That way it helps them see the faster than just looking at the patient, and so that way this will help further the security and well-being of the patient. So these are amongst all of the little projects that we have. We are looking for these equipments to invest over $600,000 along the following years.
Okay, and so you're going to be holding other upcoming fundraisers and other fundraising campaigns to support these investments. Can you highlight some of those and what will be taking place out throughout the year to make those projects possible?
Sure. Actually, the virtual wall to fight all cancers been announced. It will be taking place from October 2nd to November 2nd. It is organized in collaboration with the UNESCO Valley Openness Club and by our very dedicated Mr. John Quetter and Ms. Gina. We also have the honorary president, Justin Carré, which is gynecologist at the BMP hospital. So it will still be a virtual walk this year. People can actually already register their fundraising profile on our website or on the Yamaska Valley website. People will be encouraged to walk on their own at the time of their convenience in order to raise funds. This is always a big mobilization time for the community, as I think that cancer unfortunately speaks to more and more people every year. So we're trying to find ways to mitigate those impacts on the patients and get them better as soon as possible. So this is one of our important fundraisers for the year because of the cause. And also on an uplifting note, we are very happy and eager to announce announced that the Oktoberfest will be back in presential mode this year. We will be able to host people on October 29th at the Domaine de l'Artisan in Brigham. People can from there reserve their seats and four tables at $75 each, and we'll be waiting for them at 5 o'clock during that day. So you can look forward to having a very nice German meal with authentic music. So a few little surprises along the way. We have had to consider a new venue this year, so this brings in new possibilities for us for this event, so we're really excited to bring that one back this year.
Great. And all of this information and all of your upcoming initiatives can be found on your website, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Absolutely. The FondationBNP.ca. You can also follow us on Facebook. We are really active if you want to get the latest news, or simply subscribe to our newsletter.
Awesome. Now, my last question for you is, how important is it for our community to have a foundation like Rome Missisquoi Perkins Foundation? I know it makes such a difference, not only in the lives of patients that are being hosted at the hospital, but also the staff that work there that take care of these patients.
As I mentioned before, like, there aren't budgets that are put together by the government, but this only covers the basic part of the healthcare that is needed here and in our community hospital. And what we want to, the foundation, how it comes in with the funding, is that we want to make sure that all of these efforts are upgraded to their best levels. So, like, for example, the government is considering buying a piece of equipment, we come in and we say, well, is there an upgraded version of that equipment that we can buy that we can help you fund with our funding to buy a better piece of equipment? But in terms, we'll make it easier for the staff, lessen the burden on the patient, or simply put, you know, get them out of the hospital faster also. So this is all that we are looking for, and our foundation not only looks after the equipment of the hospital, but we also have a study bursary program that has been going on for tens of years, and that which we are looking to encourage La Relève in our healthcare staff here at the BC Hospital. So we are really trying to look at a 360-degree angle for the betterment of the hospital.
That's great. I wasn't sure if there was anything else, Francis, that you wanted to mention about your upcoming projects or initiatives or anything about the BNP Foundation or BNP Hospital that you think would be important for the community to be aware of.
I think this is, I think we've done a big turnaround of the subject, but I think that most of all, people should be thanked. Everybody who gives us a donation or buys tickets for our event or participate in our fundraising activity, it's a big thank you. I know sometimes it may seem like a drop of water, like a drop in the lake, your initiative, but all mobilization of the community are important. It's when we come together that we're able to make big change. So a big thank you to everybody who supports us and has faith in the BNP Foundation.
Well, thank you so much, Francis, for speaking to us. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Taylor, for having me.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.